Production. Recorded live.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that has need to be taken down. Congratulations, you have just pissed off the loudest thing of Brooklyn. Louis B is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit munching. Info Kadusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Cross Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Crack Shot Radio Show, and I'm doing a special time. This is an extra show I'm doing, because I'm fucking pissed off. I'm really fucking livid right now. Did not sleep all night last night, and just because I've been dwelling and thinking and, like, freaking getting really pissed off at shit right now. I got John B from Memphis. He's on.
Hey, Louis.
How you doing?
I'm doing.
God, it really started last night with this email I got from InfoWarsTV.com from this guy called Truth Gone Wild. And he's, for lack of a better word, he's been a critic and a real bug up my ass. Because how dare I question Luke and, you know, Luke Rutkowski and that shit. Because I've been questioning Luke about the finances of We Are Change. Of course, that, surprisingly to me, made enemies. Surprisingly. You would think, hey, you know what? I've been around for 2 years at We Are Change. Been helping out. Been doing shit. Yeah, I'm not on fucking YouTube videos. I wasn't trying to fucking get my name out there. When it came to being a 9/11 truther, in fact, I started a truth group when I really didn't want to start a 9/11 truth group. And guess what? My picture is not associated with it. My name wasn't associated with it. Well, recently it has, but I guess that's what I guess that's what was going to happen when you start a group. You know, your name gets known. But I was really trying for it not to be. To be known. I want it to be our group, not my group. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Well, I'll get to that later. But like I said, I got this. I started questioning Luke about the finances, and well, me and some other people. I decided to recently just to say fuck it, drop it, like I did the last time. Just fuck it, drop it, because. You know, I'm just going to be getting all this shit, and I've already did as much as I could do. He writes, if you're so concerned with what politicians are doing, then why aren't you going after them? I see a lot of ads on your page. I'd like to see some transparency from you. I'll be waiting. I said, what do you want to see, even though I am not a 9/11 truth group, not asking for donations, so I really don't have to provide anything to you except the IRS. But I guess, guess what? How about you email Luke at revolutionchl@yahoo.com and ask him for the financial reports and see what happens. You know what? I had some time to meditate on your words, and I have come to the realization you probably never met Luke, and if you had, you didn't get a chance to get to know him for the 2 years I did. I'm tired of dealing with you sheeple. Like you who are stuck in your own paradigms, ask yourself this. Instead of attacking me, what policy changes for the better have been made by us? And by us, I mean the 9/11 truth movement and or We Are Change. Meaning, what have we stopped? How many politicians are in jail? Where is the new 9/11 investigation? I ask this not to stop the movement, but to help it evolve and change tactics. But if questioning the leadership about where the money is going and to make sure it's not being squandered. I am founder of We Are Change Latino. Take a look at the site. No ads, no donation box. Crotch Out Radio is what I do for myself, for my comedy, and to get information out and play unsigned artists. Yes, I want to profit from my own talents and hard work, not from the movement, because I get many people who aren't truthers to listen to my show. In fact, I already stated, due to the fact that to me the 9/11 truth movement is not growing, in fact it's shrinking. This I base on the attendance of 9/11 truth events on the anniversary of 07 and of 08. I have quit the movement and will pursue the truth on my own because I can't be a part of a movement that has obviously been co-opted and has become corrupt. Look at what Alex has done to Chris Arnold of InfoWarsTV.com. So I am done with this. I'm done with this movement. I try to help other truthers, but as soon as I question Luke, a dude that wouldn't return even Sander Hicks's calls, it's whatever, man. Think what you want to think. I wish you luck, but please think of new ways to get the info out there to choose to be free. Stop thinking this government is going to do anything for you and start doing for yourself, because there are 7 years of famine and the wolves are at the door. It was predicted years ago, quoting Megadeth. That was my reply to that one email. I was like really just thinking, getting pissed off. I just, you know what, fuck it. I'm tired of trying to save the movement. I'm really tired of saving the movement. It's going to fucking implode on itself because everyone got their fucking head up their ass and not thinking for themselves. They're freaking waiting for orders from either Alex Jones, Luke Krakowski, or whoever, instead of going out on their own. And people worship people who are the loudest, I guess. I guess that was my mistake, not being loud enough, being like, hey, look at me, I'm doing weird, change Latino, look at me, look at me, look at me. Oops, I'm sorry, I wasn't raised that way. I mean, I'm sorry. I was taught to freaking be ashamed of not really shame, but you know, to do good stuff in secret. You know?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, I'm sorry. We got Matt. Hey, Matt.
What's going on, Mr. Louie? How you been, buddy?
Oh, God, fucking pissed the fuck off.
Well, I can hear that. I was surfing on the internet, and I got your email. I'm like, you know what? I haven't talked to you in a long time, so I figured I'd call and see what you're doing.
Yeah,
well,
I'm glad
I can see you're falling into the same trap of the same bullshit as everybody else. I typed it in your chat here. Be on your own, man. Do your own thing, because what's going to happen is what you're finding out right now. I mean, I like I told you, we went through the same bullshit with you-know-who.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
you're
man,
smart.
I'm
you
gonna,
are very
I'm
smart,
gonna,
man.
I'm going to him, too. I'm getting him to him, too, because he's been rearing his ugly head again.
Do your thing on your own. Always be on your own. Educate these people like you're doing, but be on your own, because what's going to happen is these people that do not really understand what's going on, they're going to try to start their own thing, and you're going to get miscommunication, misrepresentation, and things are going to end up as what we have.
Yeah.
I like you, Louie. I really do. I mean, you've never given me any beef, nor any of the truck drivers or any of us, man. You've always been who you are. You've not changed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just telling you, be your own man. Listen to you, you're pissed off, and I would be pissed off too, because all it is inside deception.
Yeah, I mean, Matt. I mean, look, I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but I saw some shit going down. I saw some bad, like, some possible bad shit. And I'm thinking, and again, it's not just me. I'm not the first person to have done this. I'm not the first person to question the finances when it's come to this group. I'm not the first person, and I wasn't the only person at the time. It's I was working with people, and they're just as pissed off as I am, but it's I'm the one who's getting the brunt of it because I was the poster boy for questioning Luke, questioning the finances. And I decided to drop it because I was like, fuck it, you know? They're gonna follow him, and they're going to follow him to the slaughter. I'm not going down with the ship.
Right.
You know, there comes a time when, you know, the torpedoes are heading for it. You better get out of the way or else you get hit with the blast. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck this shit. You know, let them. I tried saving as many people as I could. No one wanted, everybody, you know, you show them the leak, like, look, it's going down, and they're not fixing it. You got, nah, you're crazy. And then I get fucking emails like this, dude, after that email. My own paradigm? LOL. I see the lack of intelligence on your part, which shows a true lack of counterintelligence. Let me know when you figure out that sentence. I could go at you the same way you go at others. Don't be a hypocrite. If you can take if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. I have seen no evidence of you changing anything. Nothing will change if you continue to undermine the message, the information, and people who actually take action. I've seen hundreds of videos of the guy you hate so much, Duke, confronting all sorts of scum. I don't, however, see any of you doing any good. Why? You confront Luke about the money, which is none of your business in the first place, especially if you fail to provide me with your Google ad profits of which you are made through a site that is chock full of useless information mixed with some facts. I mean, how do you expect anyone to take you seriously when you mix pot smoking with important information? That is guilt by association, my friend, and whether or not you see it this way, you're hurting what's most important. This is a slick tactic COINTELPRO has used for decades. So I question 100% of your motives. Why would you label your chapter Latino? Here's another one that they love to attack. Why would you label your chapter Latino when other base it from location and not race? This is another tactic to use to kill movements. Break everyone up into groups, divide and rule. Is this news to you? I doubt it. So it is okay for you to profit from talent and hard work, which means, well, he didn't fucking fully quote me, this is a shit that I love. They like to pick and choose, and you know, of course,
yeah,
when
yeah,
you
they
just pick
and choose what they feel is important to get their attack message across. That's it.
You know what, guys? Here's the true in your face thing, okay? You can whenever people say or we've all seen this on the We Are Change pages. It says We Are Change Ohio, We Are Change New York, We Are Change all, and we've got everything busted up into states. And we've also got things busted up into countries. Okay? Nothing's really going to change because you've got segregation. Okay? I don't care whether Louis's black, I don't care whether he's Puerto Rican. He's still my brother.
Yeah.
We all fucking bleed the same, and that's what people need to realize.
And I explained this till I'm blue in the face, the reason why I named it We Are Change Latino. Because,
well, I understand,
Louis. You know,
I understand, but we need it. I'm telling you, okay? Remember, buddy, I'm on the outside looking in. I've got my own organization, and it ain't going to change. It's got its own thing. You either come as you are, don't change, and just accept what we're trying to push, the issue in which we're trying to push, okay? The We Are Change Latino segregates the entire Latino aspect of the entire group.
Hmm.
You follow what I'm saying? That
yeah.
would be like you starting a We Are Change Puerto Rican. You know what I'm saying? You know, these guys, everybody needs to get drop the bullshit and just go with a We Are Change movement, period.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. It's just that, you know, I wanted to start a group that was geared towards Spanish-speaking people who weren't getting the news and information from the alternative media, because the alternative media does not cater to Spanish-speaking people. So, right, I mean, right, there's Spanish-speaking people in New York, L.A., and in between, not to mention Central, South, and the Caribbean.
My friend, but that's your yeah. All right, listen, that is your thing.
Yeah.
You can still be the you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're all people in the United. I'm sorry, the American government, the United CDL. We are what we are. Okay.
Right.
But it doesn't matter if we have a Spanish speaking truck driver. That is his exclusive thing. But he still falls under the category of the American drivers.
Yeah, I understand that. I wasn't trying to segregate myself. In fact, I was trying to bring them in.
And you will. You're good at what you do, Louis. Okay?
Yeah.
Stand on your goddamn soapbox. Blow your horn. Because you are good at what you do, and that's educating people.
That's the one thing I hate fucking. I always explain this. I don't know how else to fucking explain it. It's named We Are Change Latino for Spanish-speaking people. What else are we supposed to name it?
I understand what you're trying to do. Okay.
Yeah.
And that is saying that we are, you are a part of We Are Change, and you are. Okay. And this is exclusive
Not anymore.
Right. I understand.
Yeah, technically not anymore because. Of course, Luke took it upon himself without a vote. And, of course, everyone who is afraid of Luke. I mean, I've never known to be so many cowards in one group over one 22-year-old boy. I'm like, oh, so everybody just stood shut and said, oh, well, we're kicking out We Are Change Latino and Pennsylvania because, they're causing division in a group. Because they dare question me about the finances. How dare they?
They were just waiting for an opportunity. Really, you're like, well, you're causing division, sure, you're out. So what good is that doing? It's not doing any good at all, and they knew that from the start and didn't give a shit. And
So, everybody's still quiet. No one was like, so what's going on? Nothing. So it's like, oh, really? Okay, so all this shit that I've helped each and every one of you, All right, fuck off then, I guess.
The inside diversion, and that's exactly what it is, okay? Some people are raising their heads and creating a diversion inside of a group that has got some very good possibilities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that. And it has been for a while, Louis.
Yeah.
Okay, but what people need to do is mind their own business, but still follow the tactic of the group. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get back on focus of what the group was intended for, and that's it. When people stop, usually whenever people start saying, well, who's in charge of this, or who's doing that, and they start getting themselves wound up in this fucking ugly web of internal controversy, it causes an internal diversion, and it gets the group off of focus. You know what I mean?
Right. But the thing is, when one person asks, so how much is in the bank account? What, where's the money going? Because when you ask for a financial report, oh, we'll do it next week. Oh, we'll do it next week. How much is in there? Oh, I'll get back to you.
That's all fine and dandy, my brother,
yeah.
But it doesn't matter, okay? The only people that it should matter to are the ones that started that group, okay? I understand that it's an open book policy because the hell is it? It's an organization. Okay, all books should be completely open to the public.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It's not a company. It's not an entity or a corporation. It is an organization. Okay, all of that record should be public. But all right. But it's not the opinion nor the question of anybody in that group other than the financial advisors. And the people that make up the board of that organization.
There was no board. You want to know who was in charge of the money, Matt? It was Luke and his girlfriend who was the treasurer.
Okay, well, they're going to have, I'm just telling you, and everybody knows this. You know this and your co-host knows it. Okay, when questions get arise, all right, this shit has got to be brought public. The law governs that, and it has to be. I don't want to put $50 or $100 into an organization and don't have a fucking clue where my money's going. They better have something on record. And it is all open book. That's what happened to Truckers and Citizens United. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, really, everybody needs to stay on focus. The focus is in a good direction. And what you're doing is a good thing. Okay? You always have been. And I mean, come on, Louie, I wouldn't fucking lie to you.
Yeah.
I won't lie to you. I've never lied to you, nor have I ever said, Louie, if you're doing something fucking wrong, I will tell you. Believe me, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
You got a good thing. I mean, just watch the deception, because I'm telling you, you came into the room, you came under the show all pissed off. Don't let it change your focus, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. I understand that, and I saw that it was consuming most of my time. I wasn't getting to what I wanted to do, what I had to do when it came to this radio show and We Are Change Latino. It was getting in the way because I was focusing on how I was, A, going to get information and expose him.
It will
and
make
I was,
you
and,
sick.
Yeah.
It will make you sick. It will.
It was. My blood sugar.
New world order battle. It will make you fucking sick if you think about it day in, day out.
Yeah, I mean, and I believe that because A, my stress level was high, which shot up my blood sugar. My health was going downhill, and I was like, you know what, I have to stop.
You're young, dude. You don't want to die of a fucking heart attack.
No, Oh, man. I was like, I have to stop because either I'm going to flip out and freaking get a gun or something and start shooting or start, like, run up on them and start swinging.
Hold on. I got to answer this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said, I was going to catch a heart attack, like Matt said. But I'm like, I understand where Matt's coming from. It's just that it's like, really, you know, it's like people just for YouTube videos that are, all right, fine. You're exposing the politicians, fine. But they're not answering questions that you raised them. You're heckling them and they're ignoring you. If you're not being taken seriously in the first place, I mean, what changes have been made? I mean, that's what I keep asking. What changes has Weird Change made? Oh, well, a lot of people are being educated. Oh, that doesn't really matter, does it? Because you could have the whole population know what's going on. And there's still people that still don't still deny the facts of the crap that's going on. I'm pretty sure Matt gets a lot of shit saying, "Oh, you're just crazy. None of that's happening to the. Oh, I run a moving business. My business is good for me. Oh, you're a liar. You're this. Oh, what are you talking about? You know, they'll nitpick.
I gotta go, my brother.
All right, Matt.
I'll call. I got your number in my cell. I'll give you a call sometime.
Yes, sir.
All right. Be safe. Watch your back, like always. And we all know that you're not suicidal, so if you used to fucking vanish, everybody will be looking out for you. You know that.
Exactly. Put that out there. I am not suicidal.
We know you ain't suicidal. You're just fucking crazy. All right, brother. You guys, both of you, be safe. All right?
Yeah.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. In fact, now that Matt, be careful. Have a be safe. Right. Yeah, now that Matt said that, let me just put this out there. I'm not strapping a bomb on myself. I am not going to shoot nobody. I'm not going on a shooter's rampage. If you see that on the news, it's a lie, or they freaking did something to me to make me do that. I'm talking chemically. I am not doing that on my own. And if I come out dead, I did not kill myself. at all. I was murdered. Let's put that on record. Just, oh, God. And I mean, and I was, like, really doing fine, man. I was, like, relaxing. I was chilling. I was doing shit. Then I get hit with this email. And then I come to find out, oh, one dude that called me a bitch for questioning Luke is now questioning Luke about the finances himself. Ain't that some ironic shit?
Yep.
So, oh, I'm a bitch. Oh, because I focused my life on, stop talking about Luke. Stop talking about Luke. So, you know, I'm like, oh, so he's questioning Luke. Perhaps he's seen the light. Perhaps he's, you know. So I email him. I would ask him, am I still bitch made? Will you still take a bullet for Luke? Or are you prepared to become a real renegade and not give a fuck about what these fucks think? Because you really want to fight for what's right. If you really want a fight and willing to keep an open mind and understand that you can't even trust people in this movement, then hit me up. And I gave him my number, and he's like, and then he emails me, yeah, you are bitch made. I'm like,
whatever.
Yeah, I was like, all right. And then I got really pissed off, and I was like, fine, I'm prepared to fall on your face, you little faggot. Yeah. He's like, LOL, you just called me a faggot? No doubt, kid. I'm like, you want to call people bitches? This is what happens, okay, little boy? Go up and do what many people did before you did. He would disrespect you to your face, but it seems like you enjoy that shit. He's like, LOL, stop talking about Luke. You give him so much attention. You need to live your own life. You are a bitch. I'm like, oh, really? All you do is whine about Luke. Move on with your life. I don't like Luke. He knows it. I don't make it my life. As for calling me a faggot, you will get smacked across the face if you act like an internet thug. Here's the thing. In the past, I just gave this dude my number. In previous conversations I had with this kid, where do you want to meet? Oh, I don't want to meet you. I'm not meeting you up for you for shit. Now he's talking about he wants to slap me.
He got my number.
He got my number.
You ain't got nothing to worry about. He's a talker. That's it.
And I'm like, shit. I mean, you would think that people would think, oh, well, Louis will actually go up to somebody. I went up to Luke, to his face, and questioned him. What makes this little boy think I won't go up to him? And I keep, you know, and this is the shit I hate. Here's my number. Where do you want to meet? Nobody wants to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no one ever wants to meet. I was like, oh, okay, I'm a bitch, but you're saying this over the email. I've been trying to hold my tongue. I haven't tried to, like, call people names right back. I've been swallowing it, taking it. I'm like, you know what? Enough's a fucking enough, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, they keep pushing me. You know, and it's like, again, you act like an internet. Watch who the fuck you talk to. I know you're the kind to print out shit and take time out of the day to file a police report. When the fuck have I filed a police report? That's probably something.
I don't think you ever have.
I mean, if he's talking about me reporting Luke to the IRS, that's a whole different animal. But I do, when these fucks freaking tell me shit, I'm going to print that out, and I put that shit on YouTube. Call them out. He's like, and here's the real shit that fucking burns my ass. This is the real shit. And that's good. I'm amazed that you consider yourself a Hispanic. Your parents must be really proud of you. Ah.
I'd beat the fuck out of him just for saying that myself, but that's just me.
Yeah. I'm like, huh. I don't like Luke. He knows it. I don't make it part of my life. That's why he called my co-host yesterday to help, to like, oh, will you help me? Will you help me question Luke? I need backup. I can't do this on my own. I don't want to do this on my own.
The same guy you were just talking about that said all that crap?
What?
The same guy you were talking about that said all that crap?
Yeah. I got a call from, you know, from enemy combatant. He's telling me that this little boy is, like, asking him for help. When it was me, before other people, you know, before Bush crime family, and, you know, Bush crime family was already questioning him about the finances. Tom Foti questioned him about the finances, and he got drummed out real quick, calling him a COINTELPRO because he was talking about September Clues and shit, a movie like that. Yeah. and then you know, another guy who you know, I don't think he wants his name mentioned, but you know, we all did this. But it really started when Manny Badillo's girlfriend Heather says, Louis, I need you to back me up, you know, I need you to bring up the finances, you know, and back me up. I said, all right, fine, I'll do it. I got your back, you know, because we really need to know this. Tell me how I freaking bring it up, and I look at her to get up and say, yeah, you know. She looked at me like I got a cock on my forehead and kept my mouth fucking shut. And now when she sees me, oh, she has the nerve to freaking start popping shit off to me. Oh, well, now she's buddy-buddy with Luke because she's dating a victim's family member now. She's dating, married, whatever the fuck they say. You know, oh, now she has a wearechange.org email address now. She's in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, then what, you know, seriously, then why me? Why? Because I'm the one with the most balls to freaking go up by myself and freaking ask the questions that people are already asking. And then the same people that are bitching that Luke is not talking about the finances, he's not doing this, they won't dare go to Luke, but they will come to me and say, oh, Louis, now is not the time to be doing this. Why are you trying to destroy the group? I'm like, weren't you questioning the fucking finances too? Wasn't this important to you? Like fucking pussies, really?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's like, not to be an asshole, it's not healthy, and you should look into bettering yourself first. Forget about Luke, grow up. First of all,
they want you to do.
Yeah. First of all, I am bettering myself. Yeah, you know, I have to agree with him on that. Yes, it's not healthy. And yeah, I am looking to better myself. Boom. I am doing that already. But when I hear this motherfucker, he wants to he will rather pop off at me. But he needs help for Luke.
You're right, he's not gonna get it.
He needs help for Luke. When I was first questioning him, this kid was coming up to me. Oh, you know, that's a real high school thing to do, to be talking about Luke like that. Like, where the fuck are you coming from? Were you around for 2 years? No, you're just a newbie. You're fucking jock riding on the motherfucker.
Yeah, basically.
Yo. Dude, I heard that you're asking around to question Luke yourself and watch who you're talking to because you ain't slapping nobody. And if you do, then what kind of truth are you? And then what kind of truth are you are? And as far as Hispanic, no, brother, I'm a proud Latino Boricua. But you keep being a follower. You grow up well. You will learn the deal soon enough when it comes to We Are Change, and you'll probably be asking someone to help you with me anyways. Till you learn better, you will be the real bitch. Learn to stand for yourself. And then I said, oh, and by the way, if you want to meet one-on-one, here's my number again. And of course, no, they won't fucking call me.
Of course not. Oh, Louis, sorry, man. Hang on for a second.
Yeah. It's like, that's the shit that really really fucking burns my ass. You know, they call me the shit that what they fucking are. What they fucking don't call me that shit. And no, they don't want to see reason. No matter how freaking simply I explain this, well, we need transparency. We need transparency. No, we are entitled to know what's going on in those books. If you freaking stood out there in the cold, if you helped even carry a camera, if you were doing support work, Or even if you were a part of the fucking confrontations, you have a right to know what the fuck the money's going. And especially when it starts getting kind of weird, when it's like, oh, don't worry about it. What do you mean, don't worry about it? Yeah, we voted that we were supposed to get monthly financial reports. Don't worry about it. Okay, so we're supposed to ignore that your girlfriend is the treasurer. And we're fine with this. Huh. All right. Well, yeah, no, you're Luke Rakowski. You've done billions of videos. Who am I to question you? You know better than me. How old are you again? 22. Wait, didn't you just have a 45-year-old dude asking you that question? You had a 50-year-old asking you that question, the dude that's damn near 30, and now me, who's older than you are? Huh. And you want us to follow you? Huh. Doesn't it say in the bylaws, the code of conduct that we're a leaderless movement? Yeah. Okay. So you registered as a for-profit business with three board members. That sounds like leaders to me. People who control the money, they're the leaders, huh? So much for a leaderless movement. No, but I'm wrong for pointing out shit on their own damn code of conduct. Especially when one of them is punching people at ground zero. That's a direct violation of code of conduct. Especially when people at meetings are throwing clipboards at other people. That's a direct violation of the code of conduct. But me asking questions, holy shit, kick them out quick. God, I've been fucking saving this shit up for a long time. It's really good to let this shit out.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I just, you know, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to back off. I'm going to end up killing myself. Not literally. I was probably going to catch a heart attack, but, you know. Doing this. I'm an internet tough guy. Not when I'm confronting people to their face. Not when I'm going in a meeting without even knowing that, oh, wait, a whole bunch of people might jump me and say, I think you're taking, you know, I made this mistake. I made my, the first, when I first started questioning Luke, I made the mistake. And I admit this mistake, and of course they use it against me all the time. I said that, I think that motherfucker is using the money to buy pot. Well, it's no secret Luke smokes pot. Most truthers fucking smoke pot proudly. You know. Back to this motherfucker called Truth Gone Wild, the one that, like, fucking started it. I actually had to break this down. He's like, he says, my own paradigm? LOL, I answered, yes, your own paradigm. You're assuming that since I questioned Luke about the finances that I am COINTELPRO and that there is not a chance that Luke is controlled just because he has some YouTube videos. My friend, you're coming off like a cult follower. He said, I lack the intelligence, which shows a true lack of counterintelligence. And he's like, let me know when I figure out that sentence. Well, maybe that proves that I'm not COINTELPRO. Asking questions about Bush, Obama, and 9/11 to certain Americans is considered unpatriotic or racist. When asking questions about where the money is going, when it comes to our own leaders, notice the quotes, makes you COINTELPRO. Strong similarity. He said, I can go at you the same way you go at others. Don't be a hypocrite. If you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen. Look, I stated all my grievances when it's come to Luke. I'm just amazed that for a group of people that chant, ask questions, demand answers, and is fighting for transparency in our own government, when someone who is really just trying to protect the chinks in the armor and shore up any opening that the New World Order can exploit, one gets labeled COINTELPRO without even considering wondering why a person is asking questions just because he's made a few videos heckling politicians. You said, he said, I have no evidence of changing anything. It's not just me. Many people are pissed at Alex and are doing their own thing and exposing the corrupted government. And I have a screenshot of Luke blocking someone who asked him about the finances. Provide me with your email and I will send it to you. Nothing will change if you continue to undermine the information people who actually take action. I've seen hundreds of videos of a guy, you know, that you hate so much, Luke, confronting all sorts of scum. I don't, however, see any of you doing any good. Wow, you confront Luke about the money, which is none of your business in the first place, especially if you fail to provide me with your Google ad profits. Profits of which you are made through a site that's chock full of useless information. First of all, I'll freaking comment on that later. When you mix pot smoking with important information that's guilty by association, whether or not you see it that way, you're hurting what is most important, that is a slick COINTEL has used for decades. I'm not questioning the fact that the New World Order and 9/11 was an that 9/11 was an inside job. I'm questioning the finances. What does Luke's good works have to do with transparency about the finances? This is everyone's business when they're asking for money from the public. And when I personally have given my time to the group, have you read my post on the site we take from news articles? I may write some stuff which will have my name, but you can fact check all of them, like about healthcare, hemp. I also write some comedy stuff to satirize certain issues. The ads, again, are from LegalSmoke.com, which is not marijuana. Plus, I know many truthers that smoke marijuana. This includes your boy Luke. And you haven't given me a chance to send you anything. What do you want to see, though? Though I am not a 9/11 truth group, not asking for donations, so I really don't have to provide you anything except to the IRS. But guess what? How about you email Luke at revolutionchl@yahoo.com again and ask him about for the financial reports and see what happens. Why can't we hold ourselves to the same level of accountability that we want to hold our government to? We must be the change we want to see in the world, which is one of our major principles. He asked me, why would you label your chapter Latino when others base it from location and not race? This is a tactic used to kill movements, break up everyone into groups, divide and rule. Is this news to you? I doubt it. So it's okay for you to profit from talent and hard work, but others can't see. I see you guys attack the money issue just like COINTELPRO. Do you understand that fact? Maybe it's you who lacks the true definition of COINTELPRO. Again, I doubt it. I said, "We Are Change Latino was named that because it's supposed to represent Spanish-speaking people in North, Central, South America, and the Caribbean. I couldn't go by geography since I was trying to represent all of the people and inspire them to start change chapters in their countries. This will hopefully would have made Weird Change Latino obsolete because change chapters would just have Spanish a section for their groups. That was my goal and still is. Again, look at the site. There's no ads, no chipping, just me translating Infowars and other articles into Spanish and getting people educated. You will continue to make assumptions and attack because that's what cults do. Get back to me with your email with the list of stuff you want to see within reason. And remember, I am just asking questions. Come at me with specific questions and not accusations because you really don't know me." And that's the thing. I mean, you know, again, I don't mean to – hey, Tammy. I don't mean to you know, be tooting my own horn. Even Matt says he knows I'm a good guy. He knows I'm consistent. Matt's gotten a chance to get to know me. Matt knows I'm sincere. Many people, when you get to know me, I don't change. I'm pissed off about the same thing I was pissed off 4 years ago. But when I freaking see this shit, it's like, really, you guys are brainwashed. Okay, I don't think like you do, so I'm either a sheeple or COINTELPRO. Does that make sense? Is everyone that disagrees with you, John, COINTELPRO?
No.
I mean, you know, it's like, you don't believe that. All right, fine. So you believe the official story. Okay, fine. You know, I believe in an alternate theory. But when you start following the script and you hear the same argument on and off, and you're not willing to hear new ideas without calling names and shit. I mean, seriously, what the fuck is that about?
Beats the hell out of me, man. Hey, is Tammy calling in?
No, she. I don't know if she's calling in. Looks like she's not calling in. I don't know. If she wants to call in, she could.
Well, yeah, but I'm just wondering.
Yeah. Like, and that just really burnt my ass. I'm like, so really, so you're not afraid of me, you're not afraid to confront me, but Luke, oh my goodness, we must not anger the Almighty Luke.
Yeah, for real. BS, man. Plain and simple.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh my goodness. But then again, I've never really been a fucking follower. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, this is... Huh. And you know what? Trust me. Sometimes I wish I was a follower. Sometimes I wish I could have just kept my mouth shut and be like, no, that's wrong. You're crazy. I can't. No. It's more like, wait a minute. Why is everybody questioning him now? What's going on for real? What's the deal?
Yeah, really.
I freaking ask questions. Like with Christy, freaking this douche from Georgia, freaking Jim, starts saying, oh, Christy does this, Christy does that. I went and talked to Christy. This dude makes up fucking stories about me because I disagreed with him. Jim, you know, you can't be telling her to freaking pick up guns and shoot at soldiers. Oh, well, then you're for the New World Order. You're ruled by your dick.
What they really said to you, man?
Well, yeah. You, like most men, are ruled by your dick. And I'm like, dude, weren't you trying to get in her pants, too? Dude, when we were joking around and saying we were having phone sex, you were like, oh, can I join in? All serious and shit. And now he's starting his shit up again, and, you know, and he freaking had to make his own network. And what network is he really on?
Current.
Yeah, Torrent.
Current.
He's like, I don't even know how he's freaking streaming shit. I don't even know how he got the money to be streaming shit. And really,
I'm telling you, man, you can do it for free.
Yeah, but you can't have I don't know. He doesn't have that many people listening.
Well, there's always ways around it.
Yeah.
There's ways to stream for free. You don't have to worry about bandwidth cuts or anything like that.
Yeah, well, I'm not worried about the technical shit right now, John.
You don't know, and I wasn't going to go into it. I'm just saying there's ways.
Okay. It's just that, you know, he's another one. He really is another one, man. He's another one. I said, look, let's name the spot or come to Brooklyn and we'll do this face to face. No, come into my house. Like, yeah, I'm not stupid. You're going to have a gun on me and fucking shoot me and be like, he was trying to kill me. Of course he's gonna need a gun against me. On top of that, he's probably gonna try to get five people to meet me. And then he was trying to kill us all. But he was unarmed. He's coming to kick my ass.
Right.
He's coming to kick my ass.
Huh? Funny when you say it like that, really.
Yeah. I am part of the freedom resistance movement. No, you're not, dude. The moment they start shooting, you're running for the hills without your gun. And then you're going to realize you're hungry, you can't hunt, you can't do shit. You're going to be in the breadline for everyone else, getting your fucking tattooed, going inside a fucking furnace, and fucking taking your last breath. Hey, Tammy. Yep. Tammy. Oops. Hey, Tammy.
Hey, what's up, Louie? Hi, John.
Hey.
Oh, God, just freaking pissed off of the many assholes that have come into my life.
Tell me about it.
Well, see, it all started on a Tuesday.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't it always start Tuesday?
It all started in second grade with this bully that used to have this thing about grabbing my ass.
What's up with that?
Yeah, no, seriously. There was this bully, my first bully, used to just slap me in my ass. Used to grab my ass.
So he was a homo kid? A kid homo?
Well, at the time I didn't know what a homo was. But my father said, you better catch him and kick his ass, or else I'm kicking your ass when you get home. I'm like, but Dad, he's faster than me. Well, keep chasing him. You might keep chasing him. You might lose weight. So here I am at recess trying to catch this kid to kick his ass for grabbing mine. I still see that kid. He's a fucking drug dealer. I just want to take a bat to that son of a bitch. I mean, seriously, they're freaking people that I got fucking hatred for like 20 years worth.
Look, you're not even 25. You've been holding back hate since you were 3 years old, or two, or however
old.
Oh,
okay. All right. Okay, 15 years.
Okay.
That's more accurate. Thank you.
Yeah, really.
Wait, no. Fuck, now I gotta do the math. Fuck it. We'll say 15 years. Alright, fine. Plus I am 25, so,
Oh, okay.
No. 16 years. There you go.
You had it right and didn't even realize it.
8 years, Louie. If you were in second grade when this kid was slapping your ass.
Yeah, second grade.
Yep, then you were 7.
Fuck hell.
So that's 18 years.
Right, yeah, there you go. Still.
This has been the math moment with Tammy.
Thank you. Either way, my point is I know how to fucking hold a grudge. I fucking know how to hold on to anger and hatred real good. I'm like an insulator. I'm a thinsulator. There you go.
Hey, did you record that prank call you did on Christy's show last night?
Yes, I did. And I got it. Alrighty, just to lighten it up, here it is.
3805, if you have any questions or comments for the lovely Cordy Howell of CordyCountry.com. In fact, Cordy, we do have a caller on the line. I think this is our friend Louie B. without a crank call, right?
Yeah, hi.
Yay!
Hi. Louie! How you ladies doing? I was hearing a lot about the super weed, and I got a little happy until I realized you weren't talking about what I like. So, I actually have this problem. Strange enough, it's happening in Brooklyn. I'm being followed by mountain lions.
Word, look at you. I've been taping me in the morning before I have my coffee, because that is exactly what
they're outside. I mean, one of them got a hold of me, but ate some of my fat and died of a heart attack. So, I mean, I got two of them after me from 3.
Well, that's all that high fructose corn syrup, Louie.
Yeah, well, I mean... Whatever, you know, my grandmother always says, whatever doesn't kill you fattens you up, so. But with these mountain lions, it kills them. So, I don't know what to do, because it kind of hurts when they bite into me.
Cordy, he needs some red clover, doesn't he?
I think Louie just needs to be, I don't know. Maybe he just needs to get out of Brooklyn.
Yeah. You want to go follow you?
Yeah, there's a whole, I got a whole bunch of, these are like cougars, I think they are. Cougars.
Okay, Louie, would you like to teleport or make your pop for potence or anything like that tonight?
I'm going to go teleport now, so God bless me.
Okay, bye, Louie.
Love you guys. There you go.
That was funny.
Yeah. Do you think they realized I was calling them cougars?
I don't think so. But I caught on to it, you know. That's when I just really lost it. Cause, I mean, I didn't catch on to it at first, but then I was like, wait a minute. No, he didn't. Yeah, he did.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
Oh, God. Not for nothing, this feels really good to finally get this shit off my chest.
Should have done it a long time ago, really.
Yeah, no, I should have.
Well, in this case, it definitely is better late than never. Yeah, I'm uploading a bunch of Christie shows to, let's see, I got April, when I'm done with this batch, I'll have April and May uploaded, and then I just got to do June, July, and August.
Alright, let me end recording. Yeah, this is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We're going to come back later tonight for the unsigned listening party. This is Louis B. saying, don't piss me off and fuck your mothers.